Hello, Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins here, and I am taking part in February, which, if you don't know or you don't know where this has come from, I think initially it's from Audio Boo, because obviously we have Audio Boom as it now is, but Audio Boo February. And if you've not heard of me, I'm Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, and I've been trying to keep up with this every day, but we got a bit behind because it was Claire's birthday. That's at Claire Randall, who she's on Audio Boom too. You can follow her if you wish. You can follow me if you wish. But the reason that you might not be hearing this through the conventional, or what I've come to know as the conventional sources via Audio Boom, is because there's hashtags, and the message or the news of February has been spread a little bit further and a little bit wider this year, thanks to the efforts of Sassy Cat, who in the main has been organising this. So let's have a look. We have February day 15. I've, as I said, kept up with the others. Going to catch up now. Talking about movies, okay? So let's have a look. February day, which movies app, movie apps do I use? This is just not very good for me. I don't watch a lot of movies, to be quite honest. I had Netflix. I've got whatever the Amazon one is, and I don't know, Prime Instant or Instant Prime. But the trouble is, I just think it's a load of swizz, to be honest. I don't get how it particularly works, because it's got, you have to buy a movie before you can rent it for streaming or whatever. Like, get out of here. I don't know how that works. I've got Amazon Prime, and that's to do with getting post delivered free or whatever. But to be quite honest, it's a bit of a ruse, I think, to try and say, oh yeah, well, this Amazon Prime now incorporates your Amazon movie, so Prime Instant. And then most of the stuff that I've ever tried to watch hasn't been instant. And there's no way I'm going to buy a film to rent, to be able to stream the other bit. So I'll be honest with you, the only one I've really worked out how to use is probably iTunes, and the movies on there, and it's perfectly adequate. Apple does have, for those of us that are visually impaired, an audio description service, but I've never heard it be used yet. It's a function that's on, and it says in the settings that if you switch it on, if there are audio described versions of that movie available, then it will automatically let you hear them, which would be brilliant. But it hasn't happened yet. So, all in all, a little bit despondent with the whole kind of movie thing, if I'm being honest. The next part of the question, let's have a look. Which movie apps do you often use? Just going through that. Do I go out to the cinema to watch movies? Yeah, I'd prefer to do that. Very excited about the fact that there's a cinema being built as I speak, probably. In fact, no, they may have shut down for the evening because it's 7 something in terms of their building work, but it's supposed to be opening soon, and that is where Claire lives, so I expect we'll utilise that quite a lot more. Good thing about cinema, well, it gets you out and about, doesn't it? I think that's always a good thing. There's something good about, I think it's a bit strangely good, I don't know, but about watching the cinema with other people, watching a film with other people that you don't know, especially when they react to things like if they're laughing at something, if it's a comedy or something like that. If a cinema has audio description, then it's a perfect place to go. You know, you get your popcorn, I know it's expensive a little bit, but yeah, get your popcorn, get your bits and bobs and ice cream, whatever it is you want, and off you go, and you're good. Sit there, and I always find it takes me completely out of reality. I often come back from the cinema going, or out from the cinema going, what? Oh my gosh, it's still light outside. Or, you know, I can get completely engrossed in a film in the cinema in a way that I don't get engrossed in the film when I am watching it on DVD or listening to it through headphones or whatever. So yeah, I think the cinema has a lot going for it, and I'm really glad that there's been. It seemed to me that sort of in the late, very early 80s, there was a bit of a a dip in cinema going, and then suddenly all these cine worlds and whatever started to open, and then we got a lot more screens and you know, good surround sound and all that business, and that's quite good fun. Not so bothered about 3D movies. I'm not sure anyone is, to be honest. I think it's a bit of a fad and a bit of a has-been, but who knows? I could be wrong. Next generation of cinema going? No idea. 4D, perhaps. 4D is quite fun, isn't it, when you get like Bugs Life or whatever, and you get tickled on the backs of your legs by bugs running out of the cinema, or sprayed by some weird cockroach thing. So there's a 4D approach in that you get actual tactile things happening to you. But yeah, that. What movie genres do I prefer to watch? Example, drama, comedy, sci-fi. No, no. As long as it's good, I don't mind what movie it is. To be honest, I don't like horror. I'd never watch horror. That's not a chance. Thrillers, again, depends on the quality of it, what's actually happening, whether there's too much emphasis on something that's scaring you. Don't like. I like comedy, like drama. Sci-fi? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I loved Avatar, although I never saw that in the movies. I liked Up, which I did see in the movie theatre. What else have I watched recently? Oh, Paddington. I like Paddington. That was quite childish, really, but that was the last time I went to the cinema. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Went with Claire and Nathan. It was brilliant. Really, 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 really good. But I've not been to the cinema a lot over the last 2 years, but I'm hoping that we'll probably rectify that, because the cinema, as I say, will be down the road. But yeah, as long as it's good and it's got an interesting storyline, and by that I mean something that interests me, then I'm happy to give it a shot. What genre will I not watch? Well, I said that, horror films. What movie have I seen most recently? Oh, tell us what we should or should not watch. You should watch Paddington. Go and watch it now before it stops being at the cinema. And if you don't watch it now, then go and get the DVD or rent it out on one of these horrendous movie type apps that I've just mentioned. And if all else fails, wait until it comes out on your local or national cable channel and watch it then. Sky. Yeah, you can watch it on Sky. What movie has been made from one of the books you've read? Tell us about it. In your opinion, can movies be educated? Oh, hang on, let's go back a bit. Okay, so the only ones I can think of that have been made into books, where I've read the books, Skipping Christmas by John Grisham became Christmas with the Cranks. That was good. Or Christmas at the Cranks, Christmas with the Cranks. Very, very good. And very like the book. I know. It's not particularly serious, but there you go. Very good. Lots of little morals to the story there. And I did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a faithful rendition of the book. I've also read the book about the boy and seen the film again. Pretty good side-by-side there comparison. Again, my cinema watching, as you can tell, is so limited that I'm a bit old where these films are concerned, you know, and some of them are a bit out of date, you know. I'm doing pretty well considering all of that. Okay, what's the next question? Can movies be educational? Explain your answer. Well, of course they can be. Of course they can be. I would imagine that you know, Mandela, that film that's just come out, or fairly recently come out, would be educational to a degree. I'd imagine that Turing, the movie around Alan Turing, and the Codebreakers and all that, Can't think. Bletchley, Enigma, the Enigma code-breaking machine things. I would imagine that would be educational. Especially as that movie talks more about, the latest one talks more about Alan Turing, and the tragic way in which he was forced to live, I guess, as a gay person, not being able to come out and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, that would certainly be educational. So, yes, of course, it's possible. Let's have a look. I'm just trying to find the next question. Can media education explain your answer? Have you ever gone to the cinema in another country? Yes. I have been to the cinema in Brussels, which is in Belgium. And in Brussels, Belgium, I saw the full Monty, which is very odd because audio described films weren't really around then as such, and certainly not in the movie and certainly not abroad. And it was very strange having subtitles in French, although they were written subtitles. And then the English narrative was just as it was, really. And I don't think... Oh, that was very strange. When they said, like, the F word, it said in the French version, Holy Mother of God or something like that. It didn't actually say the F word. So I don't know if there was some censorship issue going on at the time. And that would have been in the early 90s, I would have thought. So, yeah, that was quite strange. But, yeah, it was there nevertheless. And it was just, I don't know, a movie's a movie, really, unless you've watched... movies, I don't know, like a drive-in movie in the States or something like that. I would think a cinema is a cinema, really, and it was in my case. I've also watched a film about Dublin in Dublin. That was quite cool. What did he call him though? Yeah, dirty little tosspot. I can't remember the film anymore, but there was a rival gang of kids, two rival gangs, and they kind of, I don't know, it was all about how they were against each other, pitted against each other. But then I think there was a bit of a scene where for a moment they were unified over a dying dog or something like that. But yeah, they called him Little Taspat, as I recall. But yeah, that was quite cool because you had all these locals and you felt like a local. As long as you didn't speak, you could pretend you were a local. And people going, oh, look there, it's been filmed down there. Oh, that's amazing. Look there, down the road there. And they were talking about like that. And it's not really a Dublin accent, is it? Oh, no, no. It's more like a Dublin accent, isn't it? Right. That, if I do it deeper, it sounds more like a Dublin accent, perhaps. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Right, moving on. But yeah, that was cool. See, there's more to me in movies than I thought. See, we might be on the last question. Shared experiences. Oh, I've done that. Oh, good. We're finished, I think, about movies. For the first time ever in this audio boom, I have managed to actually find and utilise fully the question in its original form and it's in entirety rather than kind of listening to people secondhand. So that's been me, Audio Boo February, Audio Boo Day 15, 16, which is it? Hang on, I can't remember. Sorry, this has been quite a weird one because I've tried to sort of read and talk at the same time. Yeah, day 16. So I'll be back with 17, 18, and I know that 19 is now live. Hope you enjoyed this. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye for now.